welcome to the Wine Marketer's Radar, your weekly roundup of non-wine news that matters to your wine brand. I'm Polly Hammond, founder of Fife Forest. Each week, I'll bring you fast, strategic insights to help your wine marketing team stay ahead of the curve.
Welcome back to the Wine Marketer's Radar, where we decode the most important business, marketing, and consumer stories outside the wine world and connect the dots to what they mean for your brand. This week, we're talking about a shift in loyalty marketing, a breakout brand campaign that ditches AI in favor of abuelas, the continued rise of digital disconnection, and the billion-dollar video channel that most wine brands still haven't tapped. First, let's talk CRM 3.0 and what this actually means and what this means for wineries. So this past week at the Possible Conference in Miami, Digitas North America CEO Amy Lanzi described a shift that's changing how brands approach loyalty and engagement. She called it CRM 3.0. It's about using what you already know about your customers, their behavior, their preferences, to create marketing that feels personal, relevant, and timely. In Lanzi's words, this next era of CRM merges data, storytelling, and commerce. It's about building relationships that go beyond the transaction. What sets CRM apart is its emphasis on hyper-personalization at scale, recognizing not just how a consumer buys, but how they want to interact with your brand. And here's the critical part. You don't need AI to do this. While the industry is busy hyping algorithm-driven personalization, good marketers are already creating value using the tools and data at their fingertips. Segmentation, purchase history, behavioral triggers, these are all levers wineries can pull today. The truth is, many wine brands are still running on CRM 1.0, sending the same offer to their entire list with the same homepage served to every site visitor. That's no longer enough. Your next generation of customers expect more. They're asking, why this message? Why now? Why me? And if your marketing can't answer that, they're going to tune out. So this notion of CRM 3.0 is an opportunity to fix that. It's how you move from generic to genuine, from transactions to trust. The takeaway, CRM 3.0 isn't about chasing the latest tech. It's about making smarter use of what you already have. The wineries that win here will be the ones who understand their customers deeply and who treat every transaction as a chance to build loyalty, not just make a sale. Next up, while CRM 3.0 is about being smarter, more personal, digital relationships, our next story moves in the opposite direction, cutting through AI with a campaign that is as analog as it gets. Del Real turns to abuelas. In a world obsessed with AI, Del Real Foods just made a fabulous move in the opposite direction. Their first ever national campaign, Abuela Intelligence, leans into nostalgia and humor and human connection. The spot features a retro call center staffed entirely by abuelas, grandmothers dispensing the wisdom and cooking tips in English and Spanish. No algorithms, no automation, just real people with real experiences. Now, why does this matter to wine brands? This is a masterclass in strategic contrast. At a time when every brand is touting its AI capabilities, Del Real stood out by embracing what machines can't replicate, human warmth and authenticity and cultural memory. And it also hits on something we've discussed before in the radar. Consumers are exhausted from screen fatigue. Gen Z is especially looking for real-world connection and low-stimulation experiences. Del Real's campaign cuts through by not trying to impress with tech. Instead, it taps into what makes food meaningful: shared experience, emotional storytelling, and trust built over generations. This is directly analogous to wine. You don't have to reject innovation to see the opportunity in simplicity. When everyone else is chasing machine-led personalizations, sometimes the most powerful brand move is human. And Del Real isn't the only brand leaning into real life. Heineken, who we covered before last week for their cheeky phone flipping campaign, is back with a new global message. Log off, grab a drink, and connect for real. I am covered in cat hair. From flip phones to flipped priorities, Heineken is doubling down on real life connection. So a few weeks ago, if you'll recall, Heineken made headlines with a clever AI-powered phone case that flips your phone face down every time someone says cheers. It's cheeky, it's on brand, and it's clear in its message. Phones down, beers up. So now they're building upon this same message with the global campaign, Social Off Socials. This one leans into story and satire, showcasing creators like Joe Jonas stuck in a world where no one's engaging with their content because everyone's too busy living real life. The campaign is inspired by research Heineken commissioned showing that 62% of Gen Z feel socially drained by digital engagement, and over half of adults are overwhelmed by the pressure to stay online. The message: maybe we could all use fewer posts and more pints. Why does this matter for wineries? Pretty obvious, isn't it? This is a signal that brands are starting to market against digital oversaturation, especially to younger consumers who say they are tired of being always on. For wineries, especially those chasing younger drinkers, here's the takeaway. You do not have to compete on constant content. You can create value by offering real world, real human experiences. And when your digital does show up, let it point back to the stories, the wine, the place, and the people, not just a feed. Big takeaway: connection is the product. And sometimes the best marketing strategy is giving your audience permission to log off. And speaking of screens, let's talk about the kind consumers are engaging with. Video continues to grow. Digital video ad spend is projected to hit $72 billion this year, capturing nearly 60% of all TV and video ad spend in the US. This includes formats like social video, online video, and connected TV, all of which are posting double-digit growth. But wine continues to lag a little bit behind categories like CPG, beauty, and specialty food. The most recent IAB report shows CPG brands alone are expected to spend $14.3 billion on digital video in 2025, with retail brands close behind. These categories are leaning in because video delivers attention, storytelling, and increasingly conversions. Wineries don't need fancy production or massive spend to compete. With Meta and YouTube, even small brands can run geo-targeted, highly visual ads that drive tasting room bookings, email signups, or seasonal offers. The takeaway: again, video is now the dominant form of digital brand building. Wine is still on the sidelines. For a category built on experience and story, this is a missed opportunity. If your customers are watching video every day, why aren't you there with them?
And that's it for this week's Radar. For more insights and support with your wine marketing, be sure to visit fiveforests.com and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.